Terrell's Auto Service, ready to assist you for all major and minor auto repair. Don't take it anywhere else. Take it to Terrell, 613 East Peyton Street. Look for that old-fashioned antique car sitting out front that they've turned into a fountain. Pretty cool out there out front. Once you see that, you'll see Terrell's Auto Service. It's lined up with vehicles. They do great business over there because they do good business over there. Treating you the way that you deserve to be treated as the consumer, helping you as much as possible, keeping a watchful eye on things that you wouldn't ever know to look at. Terrell's Auto Service, 613 East Peyton Street in Greentown, Indiana. Thank them for being good friends of Attaboy, as are the great folks over at the Wyman Group, 854-1234. Residential or commercial property, Paul Wyman and his great staff have you covered. Again, 854-1234 is the phone number. Or visit them over on Lincoln Road. Give them a call. Get in touch with them today. And go through them when you're looking to buy or sell residential or commercial property. I know you won't be disappointed. Okay, here's what's amazing to me. It never ceases to amaze me. The double-mindedness, the inconsistency that liberals have when it comes to morality. They will be the first ones, when you start saying that we should not allow abortion because it's murder, what's the response? Well, those maybe your moral views, those may be your religious convictions, but maybe I don't have them. And certainly I know other people who don't have them. Therefore, you shouldn't use the Bible to argue and then fill in the blank. You've heard all this before. You can't legislate morality, so you shouldn't be trying to do that. What's interesting, Joe Biden's opened his mouth again. Vice President Joe Biden wants pastors, rabbis, and nuns to tell their flocks that enacting gun control is the, wait for it, moral thing to do. He's making a case, making his argument on guns predicated around morality and right and wrong. The very thing this movement sought to remove. It's incredible. You can't stand for innocent human life. You can't stand for God's design for marriage. Because that's appealing to a standard of morality that not everybody has. But you can tell ministers that they should make a moral argument for the government to control more of its people. There were leaders from various faith communities. You had Christian, Jewish, Muslim, Sikh. Both Biden and the faith leaders encouraged each other not to give up on what has been an arduous and thus far fruitless effort by Biden and President Obama to pass new gun laws in the wake of the December schoolhouse shooting. The meeting, by the way, in case you were wondering, closed with a meditation and a prayer for action. We can only hope that this was, in fact, a very ecumenical, a very non-threatening, a very generic prayer. We wouldn't want the Freedom From Religion Foundation ending their support. It's just got to be very clear on this stuff. I'm just amazed. And I guess I still implore liberals to explain it to me. Explain to me how it is acceptable to wage moral arguments when it comes to guns, or moral arguments when it comes to animal rights, or moral arguments when it comes to the environment. You guys never have an issue with moral arguments, pleading on moral grounds. But if I start making a moral case against homosexuality, if I start making a moral case against abortion, if I start making a moral case against anything, well, you can't do that. They really need to put out a handbook. A handbook so everybody knows which rules we have to follow, which rules that we all have to follow, which rules we have to follow, but they don't. It'd be helpful. A little book, like a little red book, maybe. See how educated the audience is as to whether or not they picked up on that little pun. Little red book. No, not Little Red Riding Hood. For crying out, Mao, man, Mao. It's a little red book, geez. Little Red Riding Hood. Thanks to our friends of Attaboy Productions Incorporated, like those over at Jay Watson. If you're wanting a piece of custom jewelry, maybe you want it designed to, I don't know, look like Little Red Riding Hood. If anybody's going to be able to do that for you, it's going to be Jeff. He's got over 30 years' experience in custom jewelry design, and now he's ready to put that experience to the test for you. Take in whatever you want done, and he'll get working on it right away. Well, as right away as he can. Good friends of Attaboy over there at Jay Watson Creations. Thanks also to our friends at the Kokomo Herald. Make sure that you check out KokomoHerald.com. It's their website. So swing by that website, find out a bunch of the stories that they're going to be covering in their new print edition that came out yesterday. So some of the segments, some of the stuff is there online, but you know, to get the full effect of it, you got to grab a copy of the Herald. Color from cover to cover, focused on local issues. It's a paper that's certainly come to age and is the weekly periodical of record here in this area. Be sure to thank them for being good friends of Attaboy Productions Incorporated as well. We'll grab a break. We'll be back. Finish up hour one here of the Peter Egg Radio Show right after this.